Welcome back, everyone, to the Drink and Drum podcast, the podcast with all the vibes. I am one of three hosts. My name is Timon Nicholas, aka Mr. Terrible.
Signing in, Jaron Tomlinson, the young sheller, aka Pineapple Badman in the building. Wagwan.
And it's your boy, Evron Williams, aka Big Easy. You don't know Wagwan.
This is the unapologetic podcast with really good intentions. The socials, them located at the bottom of this podcast right there. So make sure you hit us up and tell us what's going on. So I'm thinking, as a human being, we don't have a dream that's within our time frame or within our lifespan. So let's say we could only live to 80 or our dream surpass the age of 80. Like, if you do the math from where you're working right now, minimum wage and a side hustle that bring in this income, and you save, don't spend on nothing because you live with your parents, you're still not going to hit the billionaire mark by the time you reach 80, because you're not doing nothing to make that 80, but you're still dreaming and still working. Yeah, so you're still wasting your time, your precious time, to work for this goal that's unattainable by your standards. So why not have easy goals, like short goals, like medium goals, but there's still goals that you want to attain in life. And then when you hit those goals, you try to move on to the next one.
Like joining Muay Thai and beating everybody up and going and being really nice. Then after you go amateur, then you work your way up to pro.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but I'll edit out this part, man. I didn't know what maybe.
Nah, but like if you just have one big goal, like, yeah, be the champion or open up a gym, you'll be like, okay, but have you won a fight yet? You know what I mean? But anyways, off of that. So it's like, why they don't have dreams that would fit within a 60-year time period? So that way, when they hit those goals, they have an opportunity to be free and live.
Yeah, if you have one big dream, that's what you broke down. But I tried to end it by saying phases, and then you chop it down to, you know, smaller things, and then work your way up, you know, from checkpoints. Because I feel like that's where you were going to.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, that's what I'm telling people. Like, I always have this big, long-term goal about, like, kids, family, send them off to college. After that, I'm a happy man. Anything else after that would be just for fun. Start a business, do whatever, right? Right now, there's certain things that I do that are time sensitive, like get my PR. I already put in the application, so I only have to wait. If I don't get it, that I can't do nothing except it's a setback to my plans, right? But it's short goals, which allow me to then become able to do legal stuff later to help bigger goals, like open up a LLC to start my own business or something, you know what I mean? But I can't just jump from one to the other and have it go smoothly, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't expect anything to go smoothly, bro. Yeah. You just have to accept that whatever happens is fate, and yeah, you just have to accept it.
Yeah, that's what I feel. Remember, you were asking me someone like what what's my goals and stuff like that, and I tell you, I don't have an ideal goal, like a specific goal, like something specific, but it's more of a, I want to get to this point where I am, I can live comfortably, and that's like my goal. Bro. And and that kind of goes back to what Jaron just said. It's like the reason I have it like that is because fate, like life is gonna happen the way life is gonna happen. And what I set myself to do is more so keep my eyes open, keep my feet moving, so whatever opportunity do come that could potentially send me there, I will take it. Not necessarily because this is the route I wanted to take. I don't know what route I'm going to be faced with, because I could say, yeah, I'm waiting for this particular setup so I can step off and be great in this particular way, but I never get the opportunity. Whereas, because on the other hand, like because my goal is to be comfortable in general, I'm okay with sucking Saul for a good 2 years towards that comfort, if that's what it takes. You know what I mean? Even if it's I'm doing a job I don't like or whatever for like a short time or for as long as it has to happen, you know? It's like, overall, it's like all depending on like how you want to view it. If you say, yeah, I want to, you know, like you say, you want to be a billionaire, but you're working minimum wage and you keep pushing that way, and you want to say, yeah, I'm a use this minimum wage and I'm gonna do this, and then after this, I'm gonna do this. That's too specific, and life don't have to dish it to you that way. Not to say you can't work towards it, but if it don't happen, I feel like that's when people just stuck because they're forever waiting for this particular setup.
For one, it's for like, for one, like I said, I wanted to be a fitness influencer because I have things that I want to share with people, and I know what's realistic naturally. And now I've been both fat and skinny, so I feel like I understand both sides of the spectrum. So I found a different way to reach my target audience, to reach people. And I found a niche where I know people that don't really strength train, they don't really train for size. Because these people who they fight, they don't train like traditional bodybuilding movements. They train like they get a certain physique. Because everyone, these grown men, 100 and I mean, they like 28 and shit, and they fighting at 135. Like they can put on more muscle, they can put on more size and be bigger people. And I say, you know what? Let me try to introduce those sets of people, like casual people who say they want to be fit. I can introduce them into training that way and putting on muscle on top. Bro, I don't expect everything to go perfectly, but I have a little plan, and I know different things I can do coming off my plan.
No, I feel that, bro. But and it's like I like that. You know, you have like a step. You know, this is okay. Phase one, phase two, and Timon kind of have the same setup and all, right? Where I like, let me look at it from Timon's thing, right? If applying the same thing, Timon said, okay, I want to.
If it wasn't for Timon, I wouldn't know how to structure my shit as good as this. Like Timon, I'm really grateful for you as a friend. Like we came from a long way, and you showed me. I learned a lot from Timon.
And I feel like that's how it should be too. You know, if people ain't really contributing, not say you can't have them around, but you know, you have to hold on to who pour in that, you know, because like, Timon didn't have to be in your life, you check? You could have been no Timon, and Timon didn't have no interest in being your friend, you check? So all that Timon had to offer would have never come your way, you check? And let's say you were just sitting there waiting for the day for somebody to come and give that to you, because that's the way out, that the only way out that you saw, and it never happened. Where would you be today? You know what I mean?
In Antigua.
You'll just be stagnant somewhere doing whatever. You check?
But in Antigua.
Because you had like a direct, you're like, yeah, this is the only way I can do this because of this is my goal, this is my plan, whatever. This is the only way I can accomplish this. But for me, my thing is wide. So whatever avenue, if you can get me a step closer, even if it means, yo, I'll have to suffer for like a bit, taking this, it's all a part of the overall goal. And I feel like that allows for less disappointment in a sense, because I didn't have a particular thing I was aiming for. I didn't want to, you know, it's not because I wasn't able to do it this way. I'm gonna be sad now. As long as I know I'm making progress, that's safe for me.
After I found out what I really wanted to do, then I started putting more details to it, and I started working on my way to build up everything to it. Like, bro, I am really happy with the way that my life is going right now, the direction my life is going in. Mm-hmm. I'm truly grateful for it. And I feel like I connected to my religion, to my spirituality more, because I have been praying a lot more. I pray every night now. Like, it's something I do before I go sleep, and it's something I do. Actually, when I wake up in the morning, I don't pray, but I do a little meditate. I guess you can say I pray, because I'm not meditating like, you know, open palms and, you know, arm set out to receive and whatnot. I am saying that I am grateful for waking up and whatnot, and I'm not praying in particular to God, because I still don't know my full stance on God. And like, I believe in God, but I don't know if I believe in God the same way I did back when I was a child, because I haven't opened a Bible in forever.
Bro, you know what's funny? A day I was driving to work and I was praying, right, eyes open, and while I was there, I said, yeah, and I hope you have a good day, God. And then I stopped, like, whoa, the audacity of me to think that God not having a good day. And can God even have a bad day? And I'm thinking, like, I just started going on this whole, like, what God consider bad day or good day? Like, if there's a sad day in heaven, then he contradict himself by saying there's no sadness or crying in heaven. But then God have emotions, because he gave us emotions, and I'm pretty sure God sees a whole new spectrum of emotions. So like, why wouldn't he be able to touch all these emotions, like anger and jealousy and stuff like that, right? Because he does say he's a jealous God. So now I'm thinking, is God flawed or is God perfect? Like, are emotions bad? And this all started just because I told God have a good day.
I think that because we're made in his image, we're made in his likeness. I believe that when you said have a good day, God, you was just telling yourself to have a good day, because we are somewhat of a reflection of him.
Yeah, because I remember one time my old man said, like, just talk to God like if he's your friend or something. So I'll be talking to this man like he's my friend. So I'm telling him, like, all right, man, thanks for doing all kind of stuff. And, you know, I'm always saying thanks for this and give me this and I hope this. And I never tell you, like, you know, you be doing a good job. Like, I hope you have a good day. And then I just...
It should be more.
I feel like that's what it should be, bro.
Being more appreciative.
Like, you know, because not to say like it's hard to deal with somebody. You know, everybody was just need to fear God.
Mm-hmm.
I think people may take that literally, and I because what he meant is respect.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Yo,
not necessarily be afraid. And I feel like how a lot of us live, as far as like with the whole religion thing, it's like as a fear.
Yeah, so it takes away your freedom of choice. Like if you don't do this, hell, you could go.
No, you're doing you want the you know, you're doing it for the right reasons, but like you're taking it the wrong way.
The wrong way. Be real.
Nothing is really bad, bro. Nothing is really bad. It's perspective. It's perspective. That's what changes everything. If I kill Evron right now, that's something bad. But then if I tell you Evron attacked me and then that's how I killed him, then it's not bad anymore.
Oh yeah, I did something, you know.
It's self-defense at that point. It's really just how you take things.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Bible left it so people can interpret it in their own way. So you can interpret it one way and it might be a very harsh way or a very radical way. And I might take another way. But at the end of the day, we still have, like, there's a right and wrong way to do a thing, but you can't tell somebody they're really wrong for their own opinions. You can tell them, like, it doesn't align with yours, and your own kind of seem flawed, but, like, you can't say it's wrong because that's how they understand or interpret it, you know what I mean? But I don't know. When it comes to religion, it's tricky. So I don't really beat my mind over it. I live it how I live it. Because if I think I'm doing it right, who's supposed to argue? My intentions are right, you know?
Yeah, I feel. That's why, and that's also why I'm not judgmental at all when it comes to like people and having like different views. I just want to make sure that I'm a question you in a sense that I'll force you to also
see how done to be
to make sure. No, because I might feel like, yo, this person dunce, but I want to see how dedicated you are to the dunceness.
Mm-hmm,
is
mm-hmm.
If you're dedicated enough, I will respect it and I'll leave it there. And if you're just like a person that just pick up corn here and then, you know, this is what you have to show because you're just picking and you don't really have no real backbone to you,
bro,
then I would engage you a bit more.
People's views? Like, I don't judge people for their views because I have a couple of extreme and radical views. But, like, what I do, I judge choices. Because everything you do in life is a choice. You have to make a choice to do certain things. And then, you know, when people telling me their views and then, okay, not even I don't even know how to explain it, dog, but just choices. I hate like listening to people talk because I can hear the things that they do that led up to whatever they're telling me about. I'm like, yo, you're really fucking stupid for that.
Bro, this pandemic, I lost so much respect and faith in certain people.
Yep.
And bro, it's not even funny.
No, people really done so.
Yeah, I'm just like, bro, you used to like, certain people in the church used to tell you about God and the Bible and the stories and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, I get it. And then you see them fight people who study this for a living and telling you just trust in God when God sent you a whole blessing. But they don't want to take the vaccine. Yes, the vaccine is the blessing. Go take it, people. I'm just kidding. But still, it's like you realize certain people, they just don't.
You know, I'm still unvaxxed.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm one of the original humans.
The thing is, it's so strange because you see them talk and you're trying to figure out like why you all talk this way. Like, so it's like if they put I don't know how to say it really, but it's like they use faith and God as an excuse to be dumb.
It's to be ignorant.
And that's the thing. I don't think, bro. And that's kind of, honestly, what it did. I don't see them as, you know, like, just, okay. The pandemic with the dunces that come out, it just made me realize that people are not very well-rounded overall in their thought process. More so what I've discovered. It's like, because they take so much and they build on so much, you know, in a certain way. They build on the whole religion stuff to the point where they remove all ability to have any open-minded thinking towards it, you know? Like, the situation change, the circumstances change, and they can't adapt, you know? They stick the same, and then they try and apply the old thing to the new thing. They're trying to put gas in a battery-powered car, you check, and expect it to run the same, and are talking as if it is running the same, and it's just, like, the same thing. Like, but at the same time, it's just like, bro, we out here looking at the bigger picture, because we know better. We're just like, yo, you are really not doing y'all any yourselves any justice, because you're really talking a lot of crap, you check? And even then, they still wholeheartedly holding on to the crap they're talking, because they've consumed so much of it that they believe it wholeheartedly too. So it's like you still can't argue with them.
Because you know, once you get yourself wrapped up in a type of community, it's hard to escape that community, because everybody that you see in life or everybody that you interact with, they keep feeding that same type of energy to you. So it just it just reinforces whatever ignorance you had before.
To some point, you almost say you I don't expect any better. You know?
But I think that's not a problem too, because then it makes me feel like the people who could just jump onto a bandwagon like this, but they also really just like, is it now just a cult when you look at it like somebody convinced you and you don't really know too much about it, but you went in wholeheartedly and you just start preaching without fully understanding?
It makes me feel like the and that's where you cut out.
Like the people.
Sorry. Yeah, it makes me feel like the people in church and so, like they just somebody told them, preach to them about something, and they just follow it without fully understanding. And before fully understanding, they start preaching and becoming devoted Christians, and they don't know what it is that they preach in. So it feels culty, like they don't, they just following.
And that's why people look at Adventists a certain way, because Adventists will look down on, okay, a very common thing, eating pork, right? You know, Antiguan people love them pork, you check? And as an Adventist person, you come in and like, oh yes, I don't eat pork because the Bible says you shouldn't eat pork and blah, 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 right? That's fine. And then they put so much emphasis on, oh yeah, not eating the pork because the Bible said whatever, whatever. But at the same time, they're out there being hypocritical, not in the sense that they're eating pork, but they're doing other things that the Bible also said not to do. And they're not holding that to the same standard, because in their head, because of how it was portrayed to them or whatever, this is such a, you know, whatever, whatever. And then we show this one-sidedness, this inconsistent type of view with no room for humanity. That's the problem. There's no room for humanity in it.
I still don't eat pork. Hold on. I still don't eat pork. And
when you stop,
I never really ate pork. Grandma didn't really make pork. She didn't really cook pork. So like I'd eat pork if pork is there, but like very seldom.
You're not
going
out to your way.
Yeah, it's not something I'll go out and say I want. And if somebody somebody bring me a ham sandwich, I'll probably like eat half of it out of, you know.
It's not your goal. Yeah. No, I feel that. You know? But I feel like, you know, like a lot of people, like for instance, right? The overall thing, I agree. We shouldn't eat pork. One, the Bible said we shouldn't do it. But then when you actually look at it from a logical standpoint, you realize how bad that meat actually is for you.
Yeah, but back in the day, they didn't have proper methods to fight our trichinosis. They didn't have that kind of knowledge. Yeah. Mine was probably trying to like, I don't know, just smoke the pork and just put it on the hanger and then eat it later. That was, they could get a lot of disease. If you eat some kind of animal liver, you can get the black plague, and that shit was extinct.
Yeah, so God knew better. God say, yo, just don't do it, dog. Yeah, I don't know what you're signing up for. You check? Just save yourself the whatever, don't do it, you check? And, you know, back then, and mind you too, remember God was more present with them people back then. You know, but it's just a thing. We just follow things blindly with no room for understanding. Yo, you know, everybody walk to be different. And the way I look at it, bro, all we really need to do to understand life is literally look back at the people that Jesus chose to be his disciples, right? You think the people that were his disciples during the time of being his disciples were perfect?
Definitely not.
They still had all the same flaws that they walked around when Jesus picked them up in the first place. The only differences between before and after is they had a goal. They say, yeah, Lord, I'm not perfect, but you know, you make me want to be. You know, you're showing me this way and I want to be and I'm striving for it, right? And what I'm saying is once people striving for something, it don't matter how many times they trip and fall or whatever, whatever, you know, or in what ways they trip and fall. Maybe they trip and fall over something that you could never trip and fall over because it's just so definitive in your head. You're just like, yeah, obviously I can't. That's not a mistake anybody should be making because it's so easy to not. But that's because you're only seeing it a certain way, Jack. And God never saw it that way, bro. The man put people in, like he knew his people, his disciples were going to fail at the task, and he gave the task to them anyways. You check? And we don't even do that. You check? As somebody make a mistake, and we get to talking about them, blah 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 blah, and then it gives off the persona that, oh, because we're trying to, we're like Christ so much, you're not good enough or we're better than you in that sense. And then people get turned off, and that's why it feels so culty, you know?
I learned that mistakes are a natural part of life and you just have to accept them.
Yeah, bro, how else you gonna learn, bro? And you telling me not to do something isn't the lesson. It can be the lesson. I could be a person that, yo, like I said, I like playing it safe. You warn me about something, chances are I'm gonna be extra careful and I might even avoid it because I was warned. That's the person I am. You might be a person that's like, you test everything. You're like, okay, that's what you're saying, but I need to check to see if what you're saying is accurate. And you're going to go out there and make the mistake for yourself. And the person that I am, me, Evron, I will look at you, the person who goes out and makes the mistake, and look at the person who learned from the mistake the exact same. You know, that learned from just the warning as the exact same. You check? The fact is, at the end of the day, the lesson was learned. I don't care how the hell you learned it. You check? But as far as we see it, or, you know, church will be seeing it, you make the mistake, you're done for. You're weak, because how dare you make a mistake like that? You check? And that's the mess. I think that's why even, like, especially, like, every generation, I feel like we have more to deal with, more to contend with, more temptation, all that stuff. So it's like we are prone to making more mistakes because we have more things in our lives to make mistakes over. You check?
Mm.
My dad had that in his early days. The only thing he can make mistake about, he forgot to tie the cackle on them.
And he gets some girl pregnant.
You check? You know, something, you know, because, you know, he took a chance in a time where, you know, it wasn't as safe, you know, maybe access to birth control wasn't, you know, and other preventative methods and whatever. So he breed off somebody, you check? And that's just what happened, you check? But today it's like, and they just look at everything from the same perspective that they looked at it from the time they born or from the time they accepted it and expect it to be a one-size-fits-all.
You know,
and
that's the
freaking problem, bro.
I heard this from the progressive women in my arguments today. Evron, are you a feminist?
No.
You sure?
I don't believe. Okay, here's where I am, right? I don't. You have to define to me what a feminist is.
Equality for women.
Actually, superiority for women.
No, that's what feminism that we believe in is equality for women.
Like,
in terms
I don't.
Of pay, work, in the work.
Oh, field. That's what you believe in.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but that's
like,
not.
Like, I should say equal opportunity then. I should say that.
Because, I that's what I believe, right? As far, so I wouldn't
what
say.
What is an equal opportunity?
Put under that.
What do you mean?
Like, even though they don't want to be garbage men, the one woman that wants to be a garbage man should be a garbage man and get the same pay. They shouldn't be saying, like, this is not a woman's sport, like, go find knitting to do. Like, let her do it if she
wants
to.
Yeah, you check.
No
if she
deal.
Wants to do it, do it. You check. She's a person just like you who have dreams and goals and wants to accomplish things the exact same way you do. You know, her way of going about it might be fueled a bit different. She might have more things to play that might come into play. Her hormones.
She might add
her
more
emotions.
Yeah.
I applied for a job to be a personal trainer. They were paying $45 an hour. And they say, nope, the position is for a woman. So that broke my heart. Where's my position for $45 an hour being a personal trainer?
Maybe you're not going to get the certain clients that she has. Maybe she trained a bunch of Muslims.
I'm very particular, but I just believe, and I feel like for that, I don't see that as an issue, John, with like that particular situation, because I know, given the track record of men
trainers,
of men on a whole, just what men are, some women don't feel comfortable around that.
Manga say, alright, hit this yoga pose, don't worry about the hot iron on your back.
You check, just the, I whatever, or they just don't want to feel sexualized, which not to say like the woman can't be gay and want do the same things in the same way too, but it's just that I feel like they just relate to each other different, like women relate to women in a way that they feel safe in that sense, you know. And like with a man, it's like if a woman was hitting on another woman, I don't feel like women view that as predatory. You check? But from a man doing it from a position, for real, if you're, I don't know, if your boss is a woman and you're a woman and she hitting on you, is it the same as if, and you don't want it or you're not really taking her on? I feel like the
she
same
fat.
Situation with a man.
If she fat, may report you to HR.
But I feel like if it was the other way around, a woman would be more feeling like, you know, like, oh, this is predatory, this is da-da-da-da-da, from a man doing the exact same thing that the woman be doing.
Bro, yeah, that's what I was saying to somebody about that. Like, if you're in a workplace with a man, right, like two guys talking and something come up and he drop like a sexual innuendo or some shit, right? Like, just a joke.
Not even directed at you, but like
just the opportunity was there to drop a joke, and it's a little bit funny. So he's like, haha, gotta laugh. And a woman comes in and he does the same thing to the woman, but she feels like this is sexual harassment, when he was just like, I didn't think it was that, I just wanted to set a joke in the moment. But yeah, there's two different reactions, but they want to be treated the same in the workplace, but time and place for everything. But that's just how certain men behave. And they might say, you know, that's not the way you're supposed to conduct yourself at work and whatever, whatever. But you want, how can I say it? You don't want the full package. Like, you can't ask to be treated like the guys treat other guys and then say that, hey, I don't want this aspect of it. You know what I mean?
If a woman wants to be comfortable, she needs to let a man be comfortable being as animalistic as a man is. Like, we're not perfect. They're not perfect. And we're going to make some awful jokes. Bro, the other day I made a joke about kidnapping. I was like, that's so bad. It was really terrible, but that shit had me weak.
Check. I just feel like just the standard across the board is too much of choosing a side. I feel like men and women are supposed to coexist in a symbiotic relationship where we benefit off of each other.
We are, but we don't love each other anymore. We
give and take wherever. Yeah, but we're living a life now where somebody somewhere up the line decided we don't need each other no more. You check? And I feel like it's called for in a sense where I don't feel like a woman needs to, it's a need that she needs to have to depend on a man, but I don't see a problem with a woman depending on a man. Not depending in the sense that she mooching and she know want to work and all this, I mean, he's expected to. No, I'm talking about like just coexisting and just have, like I said, a symbiotic relationship where we both benefit off of each other in the ways. You know, if I'm good at this thing, you're good at this thing, I'll do this thing, you'll do this thing. If that's fine, I can help you do it whenever, whatever. I'm not going to be a man and say, oh, man is supposed to wash dishes, so I'm not washing the dishes.
So I'm saying, yeah, I'm not washing no panty.
You know, me wash the panty. She hand tired me. If she work all day, whatever, I have more strength in me than she does. I watch
it. No, girl, for your bad man, I do house cleaning.
You check. And it's and bro, I feel like we both, on both sides, we did it to ourselves. Because at the same time, we see these women talking about, oh yeah, we don't need men or whatever, whatever. Men literally do look at women as just like, you know, boom, boom.
But being real, that is completely normal. That is what men are supposed to look at women as. Boom, boom.
No, bro, I'm saying, no, like, both parties should look at each other as people first. That's what I'm getting at. We need to be people first. We need to be human. We need to be people that, you know, families, we're born into relationships, we're supposed to have relationships and nurture and grow through these relationships. These relationships are supposed to be help us to be better than we would be on our own type of
you
shit.
You know what? I get what you're saying, but before I even notice you, to realize that you're a person, you might have to see Pum Pum first and say, maybe I want to talk to she. And then I realize, like, oh, you're a person that's a... I'll just keep as a friend. You know what? You definitely boom.
Mm. But why is that though?
Because I don't know. You just have to catch my eye first.
No, but I'm saying that's how you're programmed though.
Yeah, because my animal.
No, if from the jump you grew up in a society or in a situation where literally it was all about just like, yo, me scratching your back, you scratching my back, we all scratch anybody back. As long as you got hands, you can scratch my back type shit. And not like saying, oh yeah, she only good for this. Cause like, okay, you realize
like, we grew up in a time,
don't really have friends with girls because girls be doing one thing.
We grew up in a time where women wasn't really respected, you know. We grew up in a time where women wasn't really respected. So we grew up and we learned to just not respect them. Like, we'd see them as a piece of meat.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, it comes from there, you know? I'm older and I'm able to... At first, I was like, yo, bro. In the beginning, girls are dumb. Why are they dumb? Because they're different. We looking at difference as the problem. Being different is not the problem. Being different is the freaking surprise. The fact that you're different from how I am means I can only get better from here if you're different in good ways, obviously. You know what I'm saying? But we off the jump, we didn't see it that way. You know, it was just like, you shouldn't play with girls because girls do this. Girls... play with Dolly. Man supposed to they play wherever.
Man supposed to they throw big stone at each other.
But I just play with Dolly with Evian. Evian playing her Dolly wherever. Because at the end of the day, I'm not playing. It's not about me playing Dolly. It's about me spending and bonding with my sister. You check? Because my sister is a person just like I am and just like how I would want her to come outside and play cricket. Sometimes she might want me to play with her doing something she like. You check?
She does play cricket with you?
Bro, Evian, let's come outside and shoot the ball twice. I'm a last one, man. She got. She said, yeah, I'm tired.
You're overdue.
So,
well, last it, you know, you can last them to the girls.
The thing is, but I used to lash it when I go fit myself to save the world. Bro, I used to want to do stuff with her, you check?
You used to
like I feel like society just raised us in a sense that we're just influenced to be different and to be stand on our differences and not want to use our differences as like pros to any situation we're in.
As something to actually bond with people, because differences is what really make a relationship good. Like, because if everybody if everybody do the same thing, then there's no reason for us to be around each other.
Yeah, I could have just been by myself, and
we are going to do the same task and the game done. Like, I build a house. Actually, no, Timon build a house. Everyone deal with all the finances, and I beat up people when they try to break in.
Yes, sir. You're a sergeant of arms. You're a security man. I leave you at the front gate. You check. And like I'm saying, dog, it's literally we just have it twisted from our upbringing, and it's because of society, not necessarily us. And like you said, like in a time where women are not respected, because you're saying, oh, your man is supposed to lead the household, and so you can't be weak, you can't be this, because at the end of the day, it's on you type of shit. And then the woman grows up being, oh yes, you're submitting, you know, you're not supposed to find a man, you're supposed to find a man that pamper you, a man that take care of you, a man that show you that you're a queen or whatever.
I still don't know.
You know, and it's like, what, you know, it's just wrong. Wrong it's in the sense that I guess we have the right motive, but we're not looking at like what each step is actually doing and contribute. We're not assessing the situation as we grow. We just growing and we find ourselves here. You check? Because you think this is a conversation we would have been having in school, bro?
Definitely not.
It's not a mindset we would even have considered having, you know? Like, literally, we over doing, and then get a little bit dumb spots, and this stupid boss, and they just love drama, whatever. You know, and that's because we just are just, and we're not like them, or we're like them in certain ways, or, you know, I feel like me and Timon, in Adventist school, we were more in touch with the girls, in a sense, because we used to chill with them more, you check?
Not me.
We were out on the field. I could see how me and Timon are, well, how I am with girls, and I know that's because I've been around long enough to understand, versus the man that used to outside on the field run up every day lunchtime, or just run football with them man. I see the differences in how we are with when it comes to women, you check?
That's why you get caught in that big brother trap with them, girl.
And I have no problem with it, dog, because there's not enough big brothers around for these girls in the first place, because we don't raise each other to be there for each other. You check? I will wholeheartedly do that for anybody who needs it, you check? Because at the end, I see it as something that's beneficial to not just me, but them as well, you check? As much as I'm here for you, as much as I'm supporting you, this is actually doing something for me too, you know? It's helping me to understand how y'all are. It's helping me to relate to y'all more. It's helping me to be more prepared for when I'm in a situation where I have to, you know, step up. I know how what stepping up needs to look like. I know what step, you know, I know my boundaries. I know how you may potentially take things. I can counter that to make sure it's not a problem in the first place, you know?
You have experience.
Yeah, like it's literally, you know, but because most of us ain't brought up that way, it's like a problem in society. It ain't never fix itself.
This is the thing. I do have it in me that I could be a big brother, because I have changed a lot since like everything, bro. Like being real, I'm a very sentimental person. As like you say, I'm emotional. I'm a very sentimental person. I remember a lot of things from my past. Like I'm very nostalgic, and yeah. I know how nice I was. Like I can reread some of my old chats, and I see how nice I was, how sweet I was, how I know how to flirt, how I can be the perfect fucking dude for somebody and all of that. But.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where I was going with this, man.
Bro, it's just being rounded, bro, at the end of the day. And I see the difference between people who grew up with them, with women, versus people that grew up without them or just with guys, or growing up feeling like, yeah, we're two different things. I always felt like we're two of the same thing. We just go about things differently. You know what I mean? Like, women literally lead off of emotion, and men more so lead off of logic until we get hurt. When men start to act off of emotion, that's when shit hit the fan. You check? Mm-hmm. And women that realize that know how to nurture and care and be there for a man who is now starting to act off of emotion, because like that's not our avenue, and they can see it because they used to it, and they know, yo, he going about this the wrong way. You check? Like, I literally believe men and women need each other. You check? Your differences are necessary for me. You check? My differences are necessary for you. We're both like, counseling once we have the right mindset.
They're experts in our weaknesses, and they can help us to navigate through those feelings.
Exactly. As man get hurt, dog, people dead. Man get hurt, no man. You not no man. You want a man in an equal fight? No. Every fight is you. You one on one match, and that man knocking a little too hard, and you feel a kind of way about that. And so you go back in your car and you pull up the strap and you're done that.
Yeah, but well, ain't that be so hard for?
You know, that's you know what I'm saying. It's but I'm just saying, you know, it's like, you know, women hurt each other all the time emotionally. You check.
Watch me in the ring. Then my bite me up and say, okay, yeah, I'm going to stay outside, man.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to say, all right.
But say, who win?
We going to
see. All right. Get the bell that same night.
And the boy ring your own bell after up, too. So, yeah, man.
Check. You don't know about this Muay Thai.
Oh, shit, bro. But, yeah, that's my 2 cents, dog. More like 10 cents, but, bro. Women, we need them, bro. And as stupid and as much as they annoy us, I feel like all that is still necessary at the end of the day. It's like, as unnecessary as I see as women can be, bro, it's still necessary.
Being real, bro, women, they offer a lot of comfort to us. Like, I don't know why we would think that we could live a life without women. Like, I do understand that we kind of have to limit the amount of energy that we put into women, because that will knock you off track. But we definitely need women in our life. We're never going to be grounded without women.
Mm, literally. You see them high-valued men, right? And they go on and they talking all them stuff. And I'm like, bro.
A lot of them, they're obsessed. They're obsessed.
Don't sound impressive to me. Yeah. Y'all don't sound like something I want to be.
Nah, I still want the money, man. What the fuck you talking about?
No. Bro, I can have the money and I don't need to view myself in the way they view themselves. You check? It's almost like they view themselves as God. I don't think nobody is the prize. I like by themselves. It's not like, oh, the man is the prize. Oh, the woman is the prize. It's like, no.
I don't know about that.
Nah, I believe, bro, if you're the prize and I come and I spoil that, your prize worth.
We all are the prize, but we all see different values. So I feel like I know my worth.
Okay, let me say that. It's like we are both the prize, but we're not more of the prize than the other person, which is what they kind of want to insinuate.
No, okay, but you see, that's the thing. You know your value, and when you see a woman of good value, then she's also the prize, right?
No. I am more of the prize because I am me. I came from a...
You can be more the prize to yourself, but when you're in a relationship, it's not about you anymore.
I get what...
It's about us.
I wholeheartedly understand what you're saying, and I don't want to sound ignorant, but I'm not coming off of my point because I am the prize because I worked very hard on building myself. I struggled with my mental health. I struggled with everything to build this person that I am right now. Like, I had to instill a lot of value in myself. So when I'm able to call myself a high value man, you best believe in this relationship, I am the prize.
Okay, so in that sense, right, are you also looking at yourself as the person who is like, okay, so you hold yourself, okay, would you feel ways if somebody else don't view you in the same high value sense that you yourself?
No, it's I can't control what the fuck you think.
Because that's what I'm saying, right? I say we're both the prize, or nobody's more prize than the other person, because at the end of the day, once it becomes us, it's not about how much I built myself up for myself. It's about how much I built myself up to be able to be a benefit to you in the same way that you could be a benefit to me in that sense. But it's not about quantifying anything.
I hear what you're saying, but...
Because I just see everything you've been through only counts to you. Everything you've ever been through and everything you only had to overcome only matters to you.
I hear what you say, but I like to say I am the prize at Monagatap Sale, because made a blood clot prize.
Fair enough, then. Once I understand it.
Yeah, she like, you don't need to see me as a prize, no. Nobody need to see me as a prize. Me the prize. But me the prize. And if you want to tell me otherwise and you want to go back and forth on it, I will.
Muay Thai.
See, when you're the prize, no, it's because you know your value, you check? And when you see another woman that's of value, then she's also the prize. So no, I feel like...
She is my prize, but I am the prize.
You are
our prize. So you should be each other's prize.
Yes.
No.
You should be each other's prize.
Yes.
But not a prize on your own.
Don't get me wrong. I'll put her up on the trophy case, but just know I'm at the top of it.
But my thing is, with them high-value men and the way how they talk about it, it's entitled. Like, they're the prize, and because I am the prize, I'm allowed the privileges of being the prize. whatever that means to me. I should be allowed to whatever.
But they don't have the personality to say that they are the prize.
But they don't care. They already are the prize, full stop, because they're not thinking that deep. They're not even considering all the other factors that really go into what it really means to be a prize.
Yeah, no, they sound like women who say they're 10. No room for growth.
Yeah, same thing. That those are birds, bro. I view both parties as birds. The girls who say I'm a 10 off the jump and the X and yeah, I'm a 10, so and move a kind of way. And the men will be like, oh yeah, I'm the prize, and move that. I move like, I don't like when people move entitled. It's the entitlement that comes behind those names for, you know, the high value, whatever. It's the entitlement that's the problem. Because at the end of the day, nobody owe you nothing. You check, you owe it to yourself to be the best that you can be. And that's what you should do. You check. But at the end of the day, it's not, it doesn't give you more authority over nobody else because you're a man, because you're a high value man, or because you're 10. You know? Like, I it don't give you no cool points. You check. The bare expectation is for you to be a decent person at the end of the day. And half those people don't even have that. So I don't care about nothing else you have to talk about being a prize. If you're not a decent person behind all this prize talk, it's what you're used to. You're nothing. Your value gone down the drain. You check, and that's how I see it. That's why I get turned up. When a woman confident and she believes in herself, but she's also the kindest soul, you know. You check? That is a beautiful thing. But when you have a woman she confident, but she's a dick. Behind the scenes, bro, that's ugly. It's ugly. It's like them people that, you know, they're cute until they open their mouths and you hear what they really have to say.
Yes.
It's like, nah, that just gone. All your beautiness is just cause. You know, that's you got lucky with that. You just bought
women lucky. Don't know they can talk their way out to getting dick. No, they just don't understand. They just
Really think they can talk their way out to getting dick.
Men don't view them for what they have to say in the first place.
So brother, yes, because when I look at you like a piece of meat, I don't give a fuck what they're saying.
You're check? Why we have all this mix
up. We still caring.
you're a good man. Yeah, man, have values, bro. When man look at woman and say, yo, that's just a piece of meat. So the end of the day, no, all them man have to put like a ketchup on that. That's it. No, if you see one like a salt, man, sprinkle on like a salt and make it work.
Hey, man, we're pumping over the objective.
Check.
We're pumping over the objective. You have to say something that offend me in order for me to say, I don't want to fuck you anymore. You have to
hurt my ego, bro.
No, it's not even hurt my ego, because, like, I don't think you can make it really hurt my ego. They just say something. Like, they say men weaker and some shit. Like, even if I agree with it, because I consider men weak. Like, even if I agree with it, yeah, I'm like, you know what? I feel like you're talking about me too. And I'm going to really want to confront you because I don't know the type of person you'd be and I'll argue about it. Then, you know, I just don't want to fuck you anymore. I might be a bad person, but I accepted
Maybe.
I accepted it.
Nah, but since we have all these internet problems on my end, let's end this podcast and talk about this later.
Bet. I like this. This was good.
Yeah, it was good vibes. I missed this, man. I'm so sorry I've been so busy and coming on and all type of shit, but life is kind of crazy, you know? Y'all don't understand it.
I get it. That's the same over here, Ross. Like, nah. Like, I genuinely do enjoy just, you know, talking to y'all.
Yeah.
It's just like everything else around, just like, oh shit, I can't do this right now.
But it don't feel
like a task or a chore when I have to do it. It's like, you feel like, oh, I finally get to kick back. This is my relaxation time. I feel like, yes, relief, I get to kick back and do it.
It's insightful and it makes me talk and express myself. And that's something that I've been trying to express myself more. But since I am working in the school again now, and I'm more with students than with people of my age, I don't really have the time to express myself anymore.
On that level.
Yeah, it's more dealing with their issues than, you know, talking about mine.
Yeah. Now I feel that. Well, that's why this place exists, bro.
So I had to take a nap so I can be up for this now.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Bro, this is my bedtime right now, though. And I ain't eat dinner yet. Yo, I stole a box of pizza from school today. Yeah, they had pizza because I don't know why, but I finessed. So they got.
I did that once. I worked.
They got 18 boxes of pizza. So I took one of the pizza and I moved it to the back of this counter, right, to where the kids' phones were, because they have to turn in their phone, and I was giving out their phones to them. So now, when I saw that they emptied out a couple of boxes, I grab the empty boxes and I brought them towards like where the phone was. And I snuck my
box. What? A time, right? I was at work and they had pizza now. And I told, I was just, like, the pizza came like in the last 15 minutes of my shift. And I'm like, yo, I am not sticking around to do all this, to then have the talk and everything. So then Manze was like sharing out the pizza onto plates and whatever. Mm. And I was like, all right, well, I'm leaving now. But what I'll do, since I'm going down, I have to pass the chute on the outside. Let me take a couple of these boxes off your hands, the empty boxes, and I'll just dump them on my way out. And they were like, oh, yeah, sure. And I started collecting. And when nobody was looking, I took a full box and just added to the pile. I'm going to take everything to garbage. And when I reach out, I just threw everything. I walk with the box to make it our boss.
Somebody see you.
Nobody saw that, bro. Nobody saw the dumpster at the back of the building.
I know I'm on camera stealing that box of pizza, but it don't concern me.
As far as I'm concerned, that box is empty, bro.
I don't think anybody's going to look back and say, hey, a box of pizza was missing. Because my boss, he on his boat out the state when he ordered the pizza for them. So I don't think he gave a specific number, and he really took care about to all of them.
Just want to make sure, the pizza reach, right?
Think so. Next boss, every time they order food, I am going to steal, because they seem very easy to do.
We're fridge home stocked.
Boss, ShopRite is going to arrest me one of these days now. Every day I go to ShopRite just to steal. Boss, I will go ShopRite, right?
Told me, this is like, I steal daily. I'm just kidding, it's a hobby, but I just go there. I don't need it, no. I just do it for the thrill.
No. And then when I don't feel like
the man's, playing it safe to say, wait, let's make sure we get all the evidence before we stop him. And he said, this is racism.
Build this case.
Yeah. The man's going to get a RICO charge for the store.
Everybody that work in my shop right is black. But when I go right, if I don't feel like stealing, if I don't feel like stealing, what I do is I go in this aisle and I take up some incense. The incense costs $1.54. And you best believe any and everything that I'm buying, I scan this incense. And then I skip. And I just throw them in bags and I scan the incense. I put the incense in front of the barcode and I was ready.
So they really...
So nobody had the door check?
No.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I'm like, fam, one at a time, and I just go look on the receipt and just see 27 incense. 27 incense in a row.
And in the bag, there's none.
And in the bag, the boy have merchandise.
So I take my incense, but I don't scan the incense for the last time. I just put it in the bag because they're not going to know if I really pay for the incense. If they want to arrest me, I'm like, hey, I'm going to take my incense home.
Yeah, Jack, you can keep this, but I'll take my
incense. Because I know I paid for this.
Yeah, dog. You kill me, bro. I love y'all, bro. I love y'all. Y'all just add to my life.
Nah, I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all
also, Timon. So you saw why I texted you, Timon?
When?
Actually, let me just make sure I actually did send that message, because I be getting distracted. I'm not gonna lie.
Yo, Timon. This man is there, my yard, right? And this man is, so there must be somebody's birthday. And the man is sending the gal a voice note to say happy birthday. And hope you enjoy your day. And then he can get back if he get friend zone. So, you know, you're doing that situation. I say, hey, it's your birthday today. I'm going to take you out whenever I see you. I'm going to take you out on this date. You give her a date now. I ain't going to talk to you about the date again. Like, y'all can have conversations in between, but don't even bring back up that date until the date. You're coming to pick her up. You say, yo, me pick you up at 3:00. And she said, okay. But the man is talking about happy birthday.
Happy fucking my birthday.
My touch, bro. Let me tell you, right? I get genuine poems. When I get poems on Girl Boss, it's because they want to make love to this person that just exists when he shouldn't. Because I'm like, you know.
I get genuine poems. And that's how it is. And the reason I get that is because they know that it's good vibes I offer now, but I don't offer it all the fucking time. So whenever the vibes come, they say, yo, I can't even miss out on this.
Dog, I feel you. Yours come off of build up. You check? Your build up is more of like you intrigue people a lot. You check? Like, I seen how you were talking to them girls at that, like the gym, and you're just playing with them. I'm like, yo, I could see how you be finessing this stuff and how we work out, the way it work out, and how we don't go nowhere after. Because you keep it in. You create this situation where you bro, Jaron would be a good at making developing products because he create this demand and then he sell it. And then they want to buy it, but after they buy it, they use it and then he just there. And then they might come back to him, oh, I remember I bought this thing, you check. But then they're not relying on it. They didn't really need it, but he just made them want it. You check?
If I buy time.
That's what you do. And I'm like, I wish I could do that. But for me, I find myself more like they end up give like not even like they, I wouldn't know. It's not like they feel sorry for me. It's like they genuinely feel like a connection. No, they genuinely feel like a connection. Check? So it's like the when it happens, it's more of a like a natural. It's I enjoy it more this way. I don't like no build up and it's like boom 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 and I got my business because like I feel like that's boring. Check. I want to come back. I want to see how good this can get.
I want growth.
I want French.
That's how you end up in relationships.
But that's what I'm saying, you check. And I'm not trying to avoid being in a relationship, but in a sense, but it's just like the people that I end up doing with, it's like not people I actually wanted to be in a relationship in the first place. You check.
So then you approach different.
But I'm just like I told you, dog. Just being me. I don't know how to do it. Like, what are you doing, dog? It looked fun, but I don't see myself doing it.
Bro, I had to just realize that I might just be a dog. Like, I just had to accept it.
John being rude to these girls. And I'm like, you know, this is exactly how we still get the cheeks too. And I'm like, this don't make no sense. You check? I saw it work. I'm like, you know, he can have Bill on this conversation next time.
You gotta understand, like, right? You gotta understand. I tell everyone that. We talking about respect, right? And it's all about respect. If I ask you your name, right? You don't tell me your nickname. I didn't ask your nickname. I asked you your name. So I'm going to make it clear to you, like, yo, I asked your name. That's the information right. I really want.
He asks the girl, what's your name? So what's your name? The girl said, Nana. And the boy said, I walk with you. But, and I'm like, wow.
Me the trouble. So what trouble is that here?
And I'm like, and he did that, bro. And I'm like, that's rude. But then I looked and I'm like, fam, him doing that sparked some level of interest. And I'm like, how does that work? How does that work? You know, like,
she, I feel man, like I did that. Like, oh. Boy, serious.
Yeah, she, the boy walk off. And I was standing there like, oh.
They come back and prove themselves. I felt bad now because I walked. We left him, right? I was like, yeah, what am I going to do now?
I was like, I'll still be Mr. Nice Guy. You have to come back.
Whatever, like, sorry, he's not usually like this.
Like, you know, he just still a cranky today, you know.
Yeah,
you
didn't get proteins.
Then get asked off to do a Google review. It's like from the gym, right? I was like, my thing was like, first of all, I don't think I'm the best person to this review because I've only been here once, right? Joe said, no. Not <one. laughs> said, no.
You get paid for life review?
That's what I'm saying. If they get a review, they probably getting bonuses and whatnot. That shit don't affect me. And the amenities ain't perfect. I want bumper plates. Because when I'm in the back, I hear niggas slamming their plates and they're doing their deadlifts and it just make too much noise. That annoys me. I want more resistant like bands.
I'm going to give you a review because...
If y'all things that I want, fuck am I giving you a good review for? That don't benefit me.
Because they got body.
Fuck them.
Body, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy.
It was funny to me, bro. I tell you, like, realize, yo, we're just different and our differences still work for us at the end of the day.
But it's like I am not weak to the feminine wilds anymore. But I used to see a little titty, and then I probably would have did anything just for the opportunity to lick the nipple. It don't work like that no more. It don't work like that. I know my self worth now.
For me, I just being nice. I'm like, bro, this doing this review really is no inconvenience to me at all. So it's like, why not? You know, that's me. Just like, nah.
Convenience to the people who want the gym better.
We're full of the people.
Can't trick me.
Like, honestly, bro, when we start traveling and we do shit together, bro, it's going to be wild. It's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. And I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it. And, like, I don't know when y'all going to be ready for this, but I feel like I have maybe, like, 7 to 10 years before I'm really fully ready. So I'm gonna still be in my prime.
Ready to travel?
Yeah.
Bro, it's when it's your time is your time.
Yeah, I mean to be fully functional with my little goals to have everything fully in place.
Yeah,
Like, I feel like I can travel before then, but by, like, I give myself in 10 years, I think I should accomplish everything that I, in fact, I am going to accomplish everything that I have. That's, no, not really, because I want to go to the moon. But that's a stupid, you know, that's a pipe dream.
Yeah, maybe in 10 years, Elon might be doing things with Virgin, making it affordable with the other guy.
Who knows? Possible. Who knows?
Nah, but if I go home next year, if I could repurpose that Drink and Junk group and then make it a Travelers group, just try to find some people.
Nah, it would just be a branch. A branch off the same tree. It's like,
something.
I have people that...
Either way, no.
Because I feel like people. If you can give people a year's advance, they could just slowly save up.
Yeah.
The plane ticket money, then the liquor spending money, and the liquor emergency money, and then by the end of the year, you take out 2 weeks, and then boom.
Yeah, you know, it'd be like you see the you know, a travel group thing that that Chavel does beyond.
Nope.
Once a year, when them people come Antigua and like Diddy son and so came the time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's the, like stuff like that. Like I that's why I see it being check. Like a group of people on the same, you know, same time trying to build vibes, and like you book together, have it like a group event type shit, you know, plan out the whole thing type shit.
Mm.
As a group, yeah. Nah, it's hella doable, bro.
It is. You
create the hype around it, bro, and people full follow that. And we already have the luxury of being from a place where people would die to go to. You check? We already winning in that sense.
Bro, I'm...
We just have to make it possible.
Let me stop telling out all my little plans then.
I can't edit it out.
Yeah, I'll put it out there. I'm going to drape you up.
Nah. This one, I still got fully get this together. Just going cool.
See.
Yo, I haven't been behind my computer for this long in a while.
I say, like, it'll hurt you.
Got my eyes at me.
Alright, man, I take you.
Yeah, bless.
Oh, yeah. Howdy, buddy, buddy. Howdy, buddy, buddy.